Hun, are we out of those DeWolves?
Those DeWolves.
Those DeWolves.
Those DeWolves.
Oh, those DeWolves.
Oh, those DeWolves. They're just the best.
Those DeWolves.
I mean, should it be those DeWolves?
Batteries are included.
Everyone, and welcome to Those DeWolves episode 14.
The Life Day special.
Yay!
We're at that special time of the year.
It is that special time of the year where all of a sudden you panic as there is less than a week left before Christmas. And you really are the one in your family who gives all the tech gifts, right? Or at least you're known for being the tech person. So, what do you do with that last-minute burst of cash? Well, there's a couple of things you don't want to do. Let's start with that.
Yeah, what do you not want to do? You don't want to give... Okay, you want to be able to assess the person you're getting it for and decide not to get them some things. Like, the one thing I've learned the hard way by giving laptops to people, laptops are really easy to A, break, and B, hurl at people.
And see, download virus after virus after virus onto.
Now, if it's their desktop and they live in a grotty house, you never have to visit them after you give them the desktop. But the laptop they can bring to your house and get on your network and show you the virus. And if it's a clever virus, it can spring out, find the other machines, and give the other machines the virus too. So the laptop is your worst present option possible.
Really. Yeah, it really is.
A trade up from a laptop is asking them to kick you in the head.
Okay, so no laptops. But seriously, anything that you are going to have to spend umpteen 20 hours training them to use, unless, of course, you're also giving them a gift certificate for training, which we'll get to later.
Yeah, like if you are a techie and you're billing yourself, let's say... Let's just go for a real low dollar estimate. $50 an hour. You are locked into a $50 an hour service contract with your relative who will never pay you. And that could ramp up into the hundreds of hours. So you have to ask yourself, is 20% of your billable hours going into your Christmas present? Or do you not want to give them the Christmas present?
Now, of course, there's always the chance that one relative will give another relative that same laptop or camera or VoIP phone or whatever, and you'll still get the tech call.
Yeah, so I'd say the Christmas present to yourself this year would be the gift of caller ID.
Oh, and email filters.
Yeah, make sure you could just pre-put them into the archive.
I wouldn't necessarily say that. But anyway, know that no matter what tech gift you get your loved ones, chances are they're going to call on you. So maybe you don't want to do the tech gift. But if you do, here's another tip.
So you're talking about the things like the funzos of the year?
Yes, every year there is a tech toy for the kids.
Dancing hamsters, giggling Muppets. This year, one I like is they've miniaturized video cameras and upped storage capacity to the point where the video camera and the storage doohickey and the battery can all fit inside of a Hot Wheels car and still leave room for the wheels. So now they have video racers.
Yes, Hot Wheel video racers, which are like $60-$75 depending on where you're shopping.
Yeah, so get the tiniest, worst camera you can ever control. Give it to a child and
see how... Yeah.
Let the fun begin.
Yeah. See how long it takes them to shove it up their nose. Look what's up there.
Look what's in the cat.
Oh, God. The possibilities are endless, I tell you. And to top it all off, they will grow bored of this toy well before the next season.
Now, that said, I could probably abuse one real good like that. It's like one of those throwable cameras. Instead, you just have the throwable Hot Wheels racer. And $70 for a throwable video camera, it's a tech. So in other words, you might want to buy a bad tech toy that you know will have a perverse use right away and get it solely for the perverse use.
Well, there's that. But yeah, please, you know, think twice about giving fragile tech to kids. I mean, the Tickle Me Elmos and the Dancing Elmos, they could take a beating, but I don't think they were meant to.
They can dish out a beating, too.
They could. Got on the wrong place. Okay, there's that. You know, anything along those lines that is kind of... the other thing is, if your relative has a perfectly good cell phone that they are happy with, don't go buy them a new one just because it's shiny.
Yeah, the difference between the iPhone 4... Here, go ahead. Rant at me about this. The difference between the iPhone 4 and the 4S is the S.
No, there is subtle differences, but really it's not enough to make the output of cash that much greater. Unless you've got cash to burn, in which case, maybe you want to talk to us. Because we could use a new iPhone, couldn't you?
Let us test your iPhone 4S for the definitive study on how it's better than the iPhone 4. Operators are standing by today.
All right. Now, that said, if your relatives have an iPhone or an iPod or a computer on which they listen to music or podcasts like this one, then consider just getting an iTunes gift card. They are ubiquitous. You can get them at the impulse aisle of your favorite retailer.
I think you can even get it at the 7-Eleven.
I'm pretty sure you can get it at
7-Eleven. That's nobody's favorite retailer.
No, but they're probably open now as you're listening to this.
Yeah. Yeah. If you are in a hotel room contemplating suicide and it's Christmas Eve, look out the window. There's a 7-Eleven nearby with an iTunes card for you.
Yes, that's true. You know, as much as I'm no fan of the DRM in everything in the iTunes store, and I'm no fan of, you know, giving Steve Jobs heirs any particular amount of cash, it's really straightforward to use, and they do win it at the interface. It's very, very easy to just go in and add your gift card and just start downloading.
And similar sort of veins... Chapters has gift cards, and you can use a Chapters Indigo card to buy ebooks for the Kobo.
Yes, that's true.
And then you can get an Amazon gift card, and that can be used to make Amazon purchases, including ebooks for your Kindle.
Yes, and in fact, you can get a Kindle app for your Mac, which I do. And you can get it for your iPhone or iPod as well.
And it's very handy to have, because in 2011, those dwarves maybe have Kindle books out there you'll want to read.
Yeah, that's true. So there's plenty of ways to get media, as a last minute gift. And those are just some of the ways. And with Amazon and Chapters, you can buy those online and download a copy, print it out yourself, or just email it to your recipient. So you can do that at, 11:59 on December 24th.
Or you can dash out of the room when you find out that relative actually bought you something. So you can go to the other room and order it and then go, hey, have you checked your email? Santa delivered something. And that something would be an email message that says that there's credits for media available.
For the slightly confused relatives. Yes. So on the same topic of media, there's a couple of services that we use. I have used Flickr. Flickr Pro for many years, I think about 6 or 7 years.
Now. Something like that.
Very long time, enough to amass an ungodly number of photographs there. But the Flickr Pro, it really does give you a little bit more leeway in what you can do with the service and allows you to, I mean, even with the free one, you can keep storing your images, but after a certain number, you can't see the archived ones. So they archive once you've got over a certain number. And as you climb, that archive also grows. So with the Pro account, which is $25 for a whole year, it means that people can see all of your photos going back as far as you have them up there. I find it's a really great way to share with family and also to interact and get feedback. And I've sold photos through Flickr too. So, it's a great resource for anyone who is even half handy with a camera. Anyone who can aim, shoot, and upload. It's really not that challenging.
The other thing we use is Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix, and that starts at like $8 a month.
It ends at $8 a month.
Well, it ends at $8 a month. But you can...
In between, you can spend upwards of $8.
Oh, shut up. You can buy a month or up to a year as a gift. The one caveat for that is that in order to claim it, your giftee has to put in their credit card number. And at the end of the gift period, if they do not opt out, they will be charged. So you have to make that very clear to the recipient.
Yeah, that's always the creeping thing about the cards you buy. Like Amazon did that trick as well, that if you got somebody an Amazon gift card, they also had to put in their own credit card when they made a purchase.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Amazon would have the card trapped. And if you have any sort of privacy or security concerns about a credit card floating out there, it's out there.
Or if the person you're giving it to doesn't have a credit card for whatever reason.
Then they're screwed. Somebody's got to ante up a credit card for the Amazon
card
to turn into a card.
So it's kind of frustrating. So do be sure if you're buying any kind of online cards or that sort of thing to make sure what their terms of service are and what they require.
And back to the iTunes card, make sure you check the same deal there. Because in Canada, where we're broadcasting from, well, I guess we broadcast from the internet. But in Canada, there's iTunes, and in the same card doesn't necessarily work in the same way for U.S. services.
Yeah, that's true. The U.S. and Canada stores are completely separate, and the cards will not work for each other's stores. But the really weaselly thing that iTunes did initially is that they wouldn't allow their cards to be used for purchases of apps. I think they've gone past that now, or at least you can certainly buy separate cards for apps purchases. So you may want to buy one of each or something like that, or just double check what the fine print says now on the back of the card.
Yeah. Read the fine print.
Yes, while you're in the 7-Eleven, having decided that you are no longer contemplating suicide.
And if you're not contemplating suicide, all I got to say is taquitos.
Taquitos and a Slurpee.
And a Slurpee.
It's never too cold for Slurpees.
What I like to call it, I call it the Soviet sub action, where what you do is you take the taquito and you go up to the cashier and you slam the taquito into your Slurpee and it submerges in there and it makes a horrible mess and you stare down the clerk. That's Christmas Eve gold. Don't take
that. I really don't know where to go with that.
All I gotta say is for me, I don't think this is really selfish, but every year I get gifts for people, but I also give myself one gift. And this year, I'm not gonna get anything big. It's simply gonna be a taquito and a Slurpee on Christmas Eve.
Oh my.
Give the gift that doesn't give anyone anything good.
Oh my. You know, that poor clerk is having to work Christmas Eve.
But I'm helping.
At 7-Eleven.
I'm crystallizing this moment in their life because what happens is Christmas Day they realize that they've had the worst Christmas Eve ever and they don't put the smock back on and they enroll in January courses in the tech college.
So you're the ghost of Christmas present.
And in 4 months, they're out there designing web pages. So what I'm doing Christmas Eve with my Soviet sub action is I'm helping more web designers enter the field of technology.
Hey, and speaking of the field of technology,
there's
one more gift that we'd like to promote. And that is gift certificates with us, Those Duels Creative. We are going to be kicking off a slew of training courses, but there's also one-on-one tutorials and just about any of our other services. We can just customize a gift certificate for your loved one.
Yes, indeed.
And any amount, you know, $5, we'll subsidize something for that. That's not a problem.
Exactly.
Exactly. But seriously, if you do want to give the gift for yourself of not having to be the tech person who trains your family, then maybe consider a gift certificate with us, and we will sit there and take that on.
Yeah, we're happy to actually, in all seriousness, we are happy to walk through technical problems with somebody. And, you know, if we take it on versus you, there's a sort of severance because we can be nice and we can be comfortable with them. But, you know, that what happened last Thanksgiving didn't happen with us and them. So we can actually be nice and detached and friendly
detached.
To them.
That's really it. And your family member may not slap us across the shoulder if that's their thing. Or, you know, the little hissy fits that siblings sometimes throw. Yeah. That sort of thing. So... in all seriousness, we do deal with all levels of ability, and we're happy to walk through just about anything. If they got a new laptop and they want to figure out how to set up email so that they can talk to you, or Skype so they can call you while you're in Hawaii enjoying the sunshine, we can walk that through for them. If they need to figure out how to download pictures from their brand new camera, we can walk through that as well. We can talk to them about places where they can keep their photos. We can talk about programs they can use to edit their photos. There's really not many limits. If you go to our training page, what we are happy to do to walk people through things. And what other services do we have?
You mean beyond the tutorials?
Yeah.
Well, we can do web designs, large and small. We can help people come up with a social presence. Why, heck, if you really want to get them on the interwebs, we can get them a basic blog going in well under 2 hours. And that's 2 hours between them wanting a, you know, the gist of an idea, where to put in a blog, and then being able to start typing in a blog as we part company. So that's one of those special things. And you can contact us and we can talk our way through it.
Yeah. And, you know, we will customize it however you would like to see it. Like, ultimately, it's your gift. Talk with us and we can work it out. Or just, you know, an open-ended amount and they can figure out what they want from us. We will dance for nickels. Oh, okay, maybe Mike won't.
Yeah, I'll dance for nickels.
Yes, see? See?
It's the Christmas spirit of dancing for nickels. Like that Christy Nichols TV movie.
Christy McNichol.
She had to sell the Mick for money.
Oh, okay. So this is a little bit of a short episode, but there you go. You need the extra time to go shopping. So this is our Christmas gift to you. Happy holidays.
Crazy Kwanzaa.
Yeah, all that stuff. Oh, and a splendid solstice.
Than the snow, getting all around, and then it's time to go. Last orders then piling out to our homes. An icy walk through the shopping precinct. Another living room. I look through, but I'll never be in. And it's Christmas all over this town. And as far as I can see, this whole town is a snow globe, and you're shaking it with me. Christmas morning.
Hey, thanks for listening to Those DeWolves podcast.
You can find us on the web at www.thosedewolves.com. I know it's grammatically incorrect, but whatever. Or facebook.com/thosedewolves.
Or you can find us on Twitter at Those DeWolves. Or if you prefer to listen to us separately, we are at DeWolf001 for Mike, or at VicTriviaQueen for Cheryl. It's a long story. Thanks for listening. See you next week.